ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key with Sheikh Rouhani on RIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, I should congratulate you on the occasion of the Wilada and birthday anniversary of Imam al-Asr Arwahuna Fida. I hope that we all be blessed, inshallah, with this Imam, with the prayers of this Imam, with the attentions of this Imam to the Ummah, to the nation. I thank you very much. On this occasion, we are going to answer some of the significant questions regarding this Imam, particularly regarding the Ghaibah and the occultation of this Imam. We are talking about some of the very beautiful ahadith and meaningful ahadith regarding his occultation, particularly when it comes to this question that what is the benefit of the Imam when he is in his, for example, major occultation. Here I'm not going to answer this question by my own self. I prefer to actually read some of the very beautiful ahadith from the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam or the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the philosophy and reason behind the occultation of the Imam. In the previous episode, I mentioned one of these ahadith from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. In this episode, let me read for you another very beautiful response which is narrated by Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. Actually, he has this Jabir ibn Abdullah has narrated the same meaning from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The same object is contained in an epistle, we can say tawqi', of the master of the affairs, Sahib al-Amr, delivered by Muhammad ibn Uthman, one of the representatives and deputies of the Imam, to Ishaq ibn Yaqub. So in this tawqi' or epistle, we see that this kind of response that Imam's hiddenness is like the sun behind the cloud, and the way that the nature, the world benefits from the sun behind the cloud. This the same kind of similitude is there between the ghaibah of the Imam and the people. So just the people are not totally deprived from the light of the, let's say, heat of the sun when it is behind the clouds. They are not also totally deprived from the light of the existence and spirituality of the sun, of guidance, of, let's say, guardianship or wilayah and guidance of the Imam. So, and just as the, let's say, concealment of the sun is not due to the sun itself, but rather because of the clouds that stand in between the human onlookers and the sun. So the occultation of the Imam of the time, Jalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, is not also due to him, but rather because of the, let's say, obstacles along the way, such as the existence of oppressive powers and the lack of spiritual and intellectual readiness of the masses of people, among others. As you see, actually, the point is that, you see, when it comes to the ghaibah, in this riwayah, it is mentioned that ghaibah is not because of the Imam himself, rather it is because of the it is because of the people who are like the clouds that that occur between the people, for example, nature and the sun. So this is the very important point that is mentioned here, is that the ghaibah goes to the people, not to the Imam himself. As the sun is shining, but it is because of the cloud that that is like obstacle for the shining or the rays of the sun. Same is the case with the people. When the people are not ready, when spiritually the people are not ready, of course, Imam will be in hiddenness. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Rouhani in the program The Key on RIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.